Iconic Sounds, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Kumaran Satgurnathan. On Tuesday, April 29th, a violent thunderstorm caused a serious power outage at the Maisonneuve Rosemont Hospital. The failure of the generators left the intensive care unit and the surgery block in the dark for hours. It also delayed operations and forced intensive care patients to be transferred to the emergency room. According to Dr. Marc Brosseau, a lung specialist at the hospital, the storm also broke multiple windows, lightly injured a nurse, and trapped people inside elevators. The situation sparked criticism of the Legault government's decision to put off renovating the hospital. On April 30th, Atola Tarar, Pakistan's information minister, said that credible intelligence reveals that India intends to launch a military strike within the next 24 to 36 hours. After the deadly terrorist attack in Kashmir last week, which killed 26 people, India has accused Pakistan and its militant groups of being responsible for it. Tarar argues that India used the attack as a false pretext for a strike, and he adds that any such military adventurism by India would be responded to assuredly and decisively. Kashmir has been the subject of conflict between India and Pakistan for decades now. This terrorist attack has further generated serious anger in India, and authorities are in search of the suspects. The Quebec government has announced a plan to ban cell phones in schools. The move expands the ban on cell phones in the classroom that has been in place since January 1, 2024, to cover the entire school day, including breaks. A special committee studying the impacts of screens on young people recommended the plan after it reported cell phones were impeding students' ability to learn. The committee's full report is expected on May 30th, and the ban will start in the next school year. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hello everyone, this is DJ Zona and welcome back to On the Right Track. And today is a very special episode. First of all, I'm going to be talking to you about trance music, but first I want to tell you the reason that I chose to make this week about trance music is because it is my dad's birthday, and my dad likes trance music, and so I wanted to do a special episode for him and with songs that either he likes or that I think he would like. As he's told me a lot about going to trance shows when he was younger, and even up until pretty recently, a few years ago. So in honor of my dad's birthday, he has sent me a song that I asked him to send me a song that he would want me to play. And so before I get into the origins of trance and trance music, I'm going to play you guys the song that my dad sent me. So coming up, this is Dance Me to the End of Love by Mistress Barbara.
Thank you.
That was Dance Me to the End of Love by Mistress Barbara, which I am now finding out I probably should have played at the end of the episode because my dad just told me that he's not home yet. So you know what? That's okay. Maybe I'll play it again. Maybe I won't. Or maybe he'll just listen to it later. But either way, let's get into trance. So trance emerged in Frankfurt, Germany, in the late 80s and early 90s. It was also had a lot of influences coming out of the Netherlands, and it is a very like melodic genre. It's really, at first, didn't really have any set tempo. It's tempo can just kind of vary depending on the song or the artist, and sometimes it's just random. It repeats melodic phrases. It's a lot of tension building and like elements that result in like peaks and drops. It uses a lot of synthesizers and it's very repetitive. Trance uses the 4-on-the-floor time signature. And even though I did say that the tempo is kind of random, it has come to a place where it is generally in between the 125 to 150 beats per minute. And something that is very specific about trance music that kind of separates it from house and techno is the kick drum, which is, in trance music specifically, the kick drum is de-emphasized to give space to more of a bass line. It definitely does a lot of genre blending. Like, it incorporates a lot of elements from techno and house, classical, ambient, and the mixing of layers and the way that it kind of foreshadows the build and release of the music is very like hypnotic sound. So, you know, hence the name trance. This music is supposed to emulate a trance-like state. And trance DJs are often very much curating this experience for the audience. It is a very like, you kind of get into your own head and just like start dancing with the music. It, and a lot of people, it will invoke emotions. It's supposed to like transport you to transcendent realms, or you know, that kind of thing. And yeah, trance has a really big influence on this like sense of unity that we feel on the dance floor. So without further ado, I'm gonna get you guys started with some trance classics. So next up, we've got The Age of Love by Age of Love, What Time Is Love by the KLF, Eternal Spirit, a Northern Mix by Four Voice, and Blue Fear by Armin van Buuren. And these are all like classic early 90s trance tracks that have defined the genre. So yeah, this is On the Right Track, and you're listening on CJLO 1690 AM.
Come on. Dance with me, move your body, your legs a bit.
Thank you.
rhyme, I just won't fit. Back to react, enough is enough. Let me ask you a question. What time is love? What time is love?
Bleu, presented by SiriusXM, is back for its 7th edition. From June 20th to 23rd, Carlton-sur-Mer will come alive with performances by Ariane Roy, Petit Beliveau, Clopel Gag, High Classified, Uri, Gus Engelhorn, Belly, Maggie Merlin, and many more. Don't miss the epic Beach Electro Night, the Artisan Market, the classic Mussels and Fries Dinner, the Water Skipping Tournament, and plenty other fun activities. Contact your friends and plan your Gaspésie getaway. Tickets and details at festivalbleubleu.com.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight right here on CJLO for Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd. Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd, Floydian Slip, Tuesday nights at midnight on 1690 AM, CJLO.
Okay, so that was a pretty long amount of music, but those were some of these were some like classic 90s original trance tracks that really helped to shape and define the genre. So I'm going to talk to you guys about, I already said before how trance came out of Germany and a little bit out of the Netherlands, and eventually German trance kind of made its way to Goa, India, which was a Portuguese colony. And I talked a little bit about Goa in a previous episode when I talked about psytrance, but this migration of German trance into Goa resulted in the creation of what is now known as Goa trance, which takes a lot of aspects from psychedelic rock and like East Asian philosophical influences. And those two, the German trance kind of mixed with those aspects of psych rock, and and that resulted in Goa trance. And this development of this new subgenre in Goa is also what defined like the culture of trance parties, which are most often outdoors, and also the spawning of so many more trance subgenres. There's psytrance, which I talked about in a previous episode, progressive trance, uplifting trance, vocal trance. I find that sometimes the like nitpickiness of subgenres is really just dependent on like one small element that changes. And sometimes that doesn't make a huge difference in the song, but sometimes it really does. So, you know, to each their own with whatever genre, subgenre they are using. Trance also got really popular in the UK in about the mid 90s, which UK trance was adopting some like more progressive chord structures, crescendos, longer breakdowns, and more organic instruments. As trance started to gain popularity, especially with the emergence and the mixing of house music, techno, and other genres that were coming up at the time, trance managed to find its more niche audience in clubs, but eventually it did expand to bigger, large-scale events, to open-air festivals. I find that trance and psytrance and many of the other trance subgenres are especially popular in forest parties or forest raves that are thrown usually independently, usually also illegally. But those can sometimes be the most fun, and you're just like in the forest surrounded by like tie-dye tapestries everywhere, listening to trance music, and you like closing your eyes and just like dancing with it. And the whole point of it is to like get you into this, like I said earlier, this hypnotic state, this trance, and really make you feel connected, not just to the music, but also to the people around you. So the next two songs I have, one of them is another older kind of classic trance track, and another one is a recent release that was actually just came out a few weeks ago. But it is by Paul Van Dyk, who is very well known for his trance music. So next up, we've got Children by Robert Miles and Two Rivers by Paul Van Dyk. So this is On the Right Track on CJLO 1690 AM. And enjoy the songs.
Thank you. the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Listen to Madonna Talk on CJLO 1690 AM, Saturdays 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., hosted by Kamala Madontalk-Wright, an introduction to revolutionary reggae consciousness and the Caribbean indigenous community. Maroons, Caramanti, Kumina, Caribs, Taino, and Rastafarian culture, issues affecting the BIPOC community.
So, right before the ad break, that was Children by Robert Miles and Two Rivers by Paul Van Dyke. If you just tuned in, welcome. This is On the Right Track on CJLO 1690 AM. And yeah, the sound of trance has not really changed in that much of a significant way over the years. Definitely like the vibe of the genre and like the crowd and the way that it is incorporated into shows has changed. But overall, I think that this like all-encompassing way that trance just kind of like brings you into the music, brings you into the present has remained consistent throughout. And there's a lot of DJs who have been making this kind of music since the 90s and 2000s, who are still making this music today, who are playing international headlining festivals. And I think it's very easy to get trance mixed up with like melodic techno. I think that melodic techno is also very much an offshoot of trance and incorporates those elements as well. Also, certain aspects of like melodic and deep house or progressive are very, very similar. So again, the however specific you want to get about your genres and subgenres, it's very easy to get them all mixed up. But yeah, for example, Tiesto and Armin van Buuren are two like huge names in trance internationally. They're very well known. Both are Dutch, and I actually got to see Armin van Buuren play at Igloo Fest last winter, so 2024, and it was honestly such an incredible show. To be listening to trance music in a snowsuit when it's minus 15 outside. And Tiesto, I got to see him once at Contact Festival in Vancouver in 2019. He was the headliner for day two, I think. And it, again, was just like the way that, even though trance music is so, it really just like brings you into the music, it also is very like energetic and like hypes you up. So with that being said, we don't have a ton of time left. I've got one song left for you guys, maybe two if we're lucky. But one is by Tiesto and the other is Armin van Buuren, of course. And before I go and before I play these songs for you guys, I'm going to say one more time that this episode, the reason I chose to talk about trance today is because it's my dad's 62nd birthday and he's talked to me about how he enjoys trance music. So I decided to do a special episode for his birthday. Excuse me. Without further ado, here is Silence by Tiesto and Sound of You by Armin van Buuren, if we have the time to get to it. And thank you so much for tuning in. This is CJLO 1690 AM, and you are on the right track.